So there is no clear proportion to my leader, and the papa should be my teammate. Then coming, this, the girl of course is only why that there is no clear of king for per se. What is king for us? So according to one time the king for his imagine, according to another time the king for his meeting. We pass to my Madoma, the king for his whole meeting. But according to Madoma is imagine. But then there is another shadow. Let it be higher to pay to the Yoshi. Of the whole, the Maya whole, and the scope of Chmole. Yes, the Chmole is high money. Ritziche is a Chmole also. So I have an answer. He is not here. But, this we cannot collect from him. Why? Because of coming to the But in so far as coming to the Rabbi is concerned. So, Rashi Shippin is, there is a few words in the Shemani. And the Topaz, Loi, Matilde. So that's what the Rabbi is also saying. Not on the score of Kinnis. Not on the score of Kinnis. And Rashi Sanhedrin. And Rashi Sanhedrin, when he said, in the Zog Mountain, was really kind of the royal Beis Nagoda. The Beis Nagoda passed in like Rabbah, that he's having the heart, he's in the heart, he's in the heart. So Mele, money is water. So money is water. So Mele, if the Yoshi, if the Yoshi grabs what he takes, so it's not given him. So it's not given him. And Rashi is referenced to the case where the word asks for him. He's half of how you say, the whole you say, and the word asks for him. So the main way is the word asks for him. So then we apply the Ocher, Mishum Risha Achas Atin Chayvei, Vyatam Chayvei, Mishum Shtei Rishi. So then it's a Ptur, even of Yidei Shomani, and the Tofas Vafkimene. So, but in the case where there is no Asoi, so there, Enochaname, Mitzad, the Chiyuv of Kifer, there is no Chiyuv Kifer, because of the Tzerzakosu of Olovo La'odom. But there is another Mechayev. There is another Mechayev. That's the Mechayev of Mole, just as a Chiyuv Chavere, if he is Kiteya, Yachel Chavere, or Edo Chavere. So he has to pay Nezek. How much was it worth as an Ebed, the Shuk, with the leg? And how much is it worth without the leg? And the difference, that's an Ezek. So if Ruben killed him, he's also a Chiyuv of Nezek. Yes, how was I money? How much was it worth as a living person? So he was worth. And how much is it worth as a dead person? Nothing. So Mitzad Nezek, he should be clear. So he was an Amen. So Rashi says they are in top asroi machinene, because Rashi is reference to the case where there is asroi, so there is mamish nise. Then the aloha from the Ramne implies that there is no chiyuv altogether. Mitzad aloha mishim rishachas at the mechayim. The at the mechayim mishim shtei rishies. But that there is also as reference to the case of loy asroi, or bismanazeh. So it's always like chayom mishim, because there is no mise. There is no mise. So we cannot apply the aloha of Rishachas of Mechayim Shnei Rishis. Because there are no Shnei Rishis. There is no mise. So, but only Tomin Chesli is aloha. It's a promise from Chesli is aloha. So it only implies that there is no Chiyuv in one of. But in Shemayim, there is a Chiyuv. And we talk about Loi Matir Benet. So this is Rashi. And that's the Pshat in the Rashi in Bolokamah that is aloha. דחיו, מה שאין כדי איש, שואי שליחי לבסיר הסודון, שואי הוא מתריח, ומקום פסו, המביר נשחל ניסה, ומקום נדרמי. So we raise the question. We raise the question. But why does Rashi have to mention קום נדרמי? In so far as קום נדרמי is concerned, so there is a חיל נשמיים, but there is a סחוס of all the other. Because Rashi wants to explain the price, and the price says, Chena b'shem b'deish, she'ashem y'amishalim kefer, mashem k'deish, and we pass like Tanakame, that kefer is mei hog, is mei nizek, not mei mazik. So, when the Prince says, mashem k'deish, that the Baal Eish, doesn't have to pay mei holik altogether. So it means he doesn't have to pay mei holik on the score of kifer, and he doesn't have to pay mei holik on the score of chaver of nedek. So on the score of kifer, he doesn't have to pay because of the first akosa from all of our other. But let him pay on the score of nedek. So he says, on the score of nedek, he doesn't have to pay because of God.
Chesvavim Bava Kama, Chav Zayin Tishrei Tavshim Mem, Gimel, October 14th, 1982, on Thursday.
What the hell is going on? Well, that's about you. Who's going to question of quote? This is a question of communication. These are all
I'm sorry. Thank you.
course of his sleep, he stretched himself out and the rope came in. So the reason as to why Ruby is put there, because the Mize was a Pesheya. Well, the Mize is a Pesheya, so then the Mazi Kif is an onus, is put. But in the cave, so that's in the case of Yosha. Now the Gemara in Ksuves, and the Gemara in Ksuves, and then also Amar Bechobis, the Mokam Mokam, and the Gemara of Tavach Shekiltil. So the Ramban mentions another one. He says, Amar Bechobis, the Mokam Mokam, or Tavach Shekiltil. He doesn't mention it, he doesn't spell it out in regard to the Gemara of Isa Poroshua, but it's the same concept. So he says, in the case of Tavach Shekiltil, and the case of Hamad Bechobis, the Mokam Mokam, in view of the fact that the Baile engages a human, a worker, to do work, so Mimele, he submits to the possibility that sometimes when you do work on a certain utensil, so sometimes you do damage. Sometimes you do damage because you are neglectful, but sometimes the worker is not neglectful in any way, he exercises the maximum caution, but still he does damage, it's just unavoidable. So Mele, in such a case, inasmuch as the Bailim submitted the behemoth to the Tavoch, or the Bailim submitted the Chobias to the carrier, to the Shemeah, so Mele, he submits, he exposes himself to that possibility. Of course, he doesn't expose himself to the possibility of being damaged as a result of negligence by the worker, as a result of negligence by the carrier. But when the carrier, the worker is not negligent, if the carrier acted in a very scrupulous and cautious way, but still something happened, it happens, he's only human. So there he's put there in Mitzavot Mamazi, there is no chiyuv of Mitzavot Mamazi. So it is similar to the Svorek. To the Svore that the Ramban applies to the Yerushalmi. In other words, generally speaking, so onus gomor is chayav. But if the Nizek himself was a Pesheya, or the Nizek himself turned over something to the future Mazik, in order he should do some work, so then he becomes potter for any Hezek that is was done without any negligence. That's what the Ramban says. And the same thing is true of Poroshua, because after all, the Shemu is also a Shemu. He's one of the Dalit Chomri. So in other words, when he turned over, so the Shemu, so just as the Shemachino, so he becomes relieved of the Chiyu, Misalino Amazik, in case of his anus, because he was turned over there. He did his job. He did what the Bible told him to do. He did exactly what the Bible told him to do. So in other words, it's like the Bible told him, Shvei Veskev. That's a Mishnah. Suppose the Bible says to somebody, take my vessel and break it. It doesn't mean that he has a right to do it, because it's a Nisa. But he's part of Tashur. I'm not sleeping. So he's potter of Tashlom. So in other words, if he turned it over to him, to be a carrier, and he wants him to do his work, he doesn't want him that he should put it in his safe deposit box, the hobbyist. So in other words, and he did his work cautiously and responsibly. So the melee is potter in case of a ladies. But in any other case where a person did not get it from the Bible, the caliph, and he was just mazi beinus, he beinus gomi. If he falls off from the roof through the social yom, it was beyond his control, so it's high. והם ישיבו, ישראל ימין זה פרטסס, חידוש הרבן, הוא יציא את הפרס, שנחי בלום סמדר, ויסום חוי סום מן הירושלמי, שאומרו ביושב ובחבים ביושב ישראל, הוא המועל, ויאב של אמיר דורסום של אישי מפוש את העצמי, וכן מה שאומרו, במהוי ברכי ורישים ברחוב יסחר, וכל מסליסים, now, there is another Gemara. How many Gemaras are there? I said four, maybe there are five. One is the Yerushalmi, one is Kol Shulo, is two, and then the third Gemara is Amar Bechovies. In Chovies, Kavach, Shekinkir is four, and then the fifth Gemara, Malkiro and the Kolchokas. So there are five Gemaras. Not four, but five Gemaras. וכן מה שאומרו, דימוי ברכי אורי של ברכות מסחר, וכל מסליסים, וכן, צורו בבי יעתו, the ברכות יש, he stopped, so it's like somebody, you know, walking in the rush hour, and one person in the midst, on Times Square, in the rush hour, he'll stop, so natural, and then he'll be easy. So he's negligent, you don't stop in the rush hour. So here, so the ברכי אור, the ברכות יש, they are both walking on the road, and the volcano stopped, and then the Balchopi stopped, and the volcano kept on walking, and he bumped into him, and because of the fact that he stopped, that's why he bumped into him. Had he not stopped, the volcano wouldn't have bumped into the Balchopi. So mainly the Balchopi is the Nizek. He is guilty of contributory negligence. The Nizek was Pishaya. So that patterns the mass. וכל מה שסלחים מה שאומרו זה שדעת שאני לא נזמין לדרוח כי שלא מאזים שבחין אין איזה כבר כבר או שאין בין או שאני בין ואוי דביאו אותה בחום שקירקר דיפות הבחינו ומה יודע במאזיקו בחינם לספירו אינו נסו וחי וזה בעד הקושה עליהם וכי נמחי בשכר על מכי בני ובעבינו ואוהב בן נסגותו ואוהב בן נסגותו ופתחו בחינו אלו שאין ביום מנעתי ומוח בן שמאזיק anyway, this is the Ramban shit. That if a non is gone, that is beyond his control, is high. But in these situations, Yerushalmi, Balkir, and Balchobies, so because the Nizek himself was a Rishaya, and Parashulo, and Tabachikirkeil, and Balchobies, so there the Bible turned it over to him. So mainly he submitted to that possibility. He didn't submit to the possibility of being damaged as a result of negligence. But he submitted to the possibility of being damaged as a result of an anus. Long an anus. So that's why he's brought down. But otherwise, even on his gomov is high. And that's also the shitas haram. Utamecho, peiru shapiru tein bemar eze Hashem. Odom shtika zkuteyom. Mikam ashmad, udasino masis umomim. Mimiporich, naame hoche, odom omim. Umishubbe yabeh ishna, udeo yizito yizita. Umishubbe yabeh ishna mutzor. We discussed it at the basis that we want to do. Now, must we learn the Gemara after Tomer Ravish? Must we learn the Gemara? Ve'i me'mav ze amal. Kibdeyach, shekirsim, kibdeyach, ein shamosim mali tibeish. So the Novi says, and then the Novi concludes, lo yudiya, shmecho mitzorecho, kein yudiya, so now the way, so we say, the mikrohocha, lo yudiya, shmecho mitzorecho, כי בדיעה שלחו צריך אותנו נאו, כי בדיעה אין שם עושים מים דיבייס. In the same way as fire, melts something soft like wax. So, and in the same way as fire causes water to boil, so in the same way, the Rebbeinu Shalom will advise the enemies of Israel in the future that they cannot do havoc to the Jewish people. This is what the Novi says. So the Roshi is Kiddeyachin Shamas Maim Tiveish. So the Gemara assumed, the Machshon assumed, that the Tiveh refers that the subject of Tiveh is the Maim. So the mainland mind could be called Mabe. If we say that the subject of Tive is mind, so then mind can be called Mabe. كده يعني صور في اللي من بعد زمان يمشي مش كده حاجه اللي ما بيقدرش عادي وباعها بالنيت وكيلو خلاص يكون سو يكسبلين ده ده تعرف من انت قلت لي مره in other words the question is things you said the cash money share what is it deal does it deal with the match he said maybe the mafia of the Mishnah has reference to money money in what situation money in the money for masik be lucham in kiyachish so that's all my masik mamish that's kiyach that's all the yoga so why should the Mishnah mention it separately as a separate math and if the the mind more basic, not for Kiyarishi, but for Kiyarishi, so then it's important. So, one of the roots of things is that what that is the mind of Kiyarishi, become much more Kiyarishi, I'm a higher. If Mame would be mine, on the basis, so if Mame, if mine would be a new Mazik, a separate Mazik, so then Kiyarishi would also be higher. A little bit then is, since there is no Mazik of mine, So, mine can only be higher if it's a Kiyachishi, but if it's a Kiyachishi, it couldn't be higher, because Kiyachishi is gone. But if it had been, if mine had been one of the Maziki, like Keishi is a Mazik, like Benjamin is a Mazik, there had been a new Mazik of mine, so then even Kiyachishi would be higher. And the second Teretz is, and that is in line with Rashi's Pshat, that when Gemara says Rebbe Mabed Amayim, Gemara means in case somebody spilled water on the ground and it was a Naicher, so the person tripped over that water. So the one who spilled the water will be higher. But the question arises, he's higher anyway in Sabeya. So, but if it's in Sabeya only, so then he's water on Kei. Mashein Kei, Mabed, Mayim had been a new Mazik, so then the door of Canaan wouldn't apply, so it would be higher of Canaan. This is how Rashi explains it, and that's one character's basis. In the Mavid Amayim, Shimshon HaKodomim, Rishu Sarabi, Uwaha, Rishu, and Canaan, Chai Vashim. Now the Rashbo, Shimshon HaKodomim, says, he raises the question, how can we say, Vein the Mavid Amayim? So then there is a new Mazik of Mayim, when does the Torah mention Mayim? The Torah mentions, Ubiya, Bizde Achei, Hashem, the Rebbe, the Torah mentions age, the Torah mentions Beya, Ki Yivdach Ish Beya, Ki Yich Reish Beya, and the Torah mentions Keren, Ki Yidiv Shei Shashireyo. But one, there couldn't be a new Mazik without the couch in the Torah. Where did the Torah mention Mayim? So Teisve says the same Kashi, and Teisve says, no, we could say, in other words, if there is reason to assume that the Mabe or the Mishi, Mabe is a difficult word. So, in assuming that the Mabe of the Mishneh has reference to Mani, so then we could find a smach in the Torah. In other words, because Mishivach, the Torah says Mishivach, so from Mishivach we learn out, we learn, but if Mabe is Mani, then we could say that Mishivach has reference not only to Regio, but it has reference to Mani as well. Why? What's the connection between Mishivach and Mayim, because there was a Potsik Liyev, Mishivach Mayim al Pnei Chutz. Right, this, what is that?
But the Potsik Liyev Torah says that she laughs to Yiro, Yiro is an animal.
Okay, all right, okay, so you have a cash, all right. So, the Pshutish Mikro, it wouldn't be the Pshutish Mikro, but it would be Nidrash, it would be deduced to the Midrash Atel Midrash there, because after all, we could say, why was the Torah have to mention Vishilach is Bihira, Yubia is the Acher, Vishilach. So, in other words, the Torah didn't have to mention Vishilach altogether. So, because the Torah could just say, and the Melech, we would know the Torah could have formulated it in such a way without mentioning the Torah of Vishilach. So, because the Torah mentions the Torah of Mishivach, so then we would deduce it. It wouldn't be implicit in the Pshutish of Mikro, but it could be deduced. So, this is our thesis. Now, the Rashbo says something else. No, the Gemara did not have itself an item that there is a new basic of Mayim. Where is the culture of Mayim? But there is a machleke within Rabbi Shmuel. What is Mabe? So one says Mavi is Odo, One says Mavishen, so the Kashin is against the Mishnah. While if we say that Mavi could mean only either Odom or Shen, okay, so that's the Machlokes in Rav and Shmuel, what the Mishnah means, right? But inasmuch as the term Mavi could be applied to Malim also, so it's a kasha against the Mishneh. Why does the Mishneh use the term Mavi? So that the Mishneh should be explicit and say, Shen, say Odom. If it couldn't mean anything but Shen Odom, so then the Mishneh uses that term. But if it could mean something else, so that means that it's an ambiguous term, why should the Mishneh use an ambiguous term? Not that the Gemara wants to say, the Makshi wanted to say, that perhaps there is a new Mazik. Perhaps there is a new Mazik of mine. That the Gemara knew there is no new Mazik of mine, because there is no Parsha in the Torah that discusses mine. יש מפורש, דלאב נימא שיש חייב בניסקר מים, אלא הוכה קשר, חייב משנה, ניתן אין לבוא, לא ירדום ולא ישן, דאפ למים ולאי שיש לסבכם, והוא לא משנה, יצבו של נבורה, לשן או לא, לשן או לא, all right. So, this is, but Rashi and Tetzes don't explain it. Rashi and Tetzes explain it, that the Makshi really is. Maybe when the Mishnah mentions Mavet, maybe the Mishnah mentions a new Mazik of Mavet. Alright. Kidvei HaChishamos. Ve'im Mavet Zeh HaMayim Piresh, Kim Nikho Lo Daikyo Nikimah Lo Nikimah. Ve'im Teimah Ve'ichang Sim Mayim Nikho Shreima Mevishim Yilah. Ve'im. ושלח מים על פני חוצץ, ואף על גב תשאיר על פני ירו. בבהים האלה, בכל מוקרים מים, נאמן משתם אמונה. מדאב תרחמונה, בהים או בראש המשאירה. So the פשוט ישום מקרו, as I said before, certainly has reference, in the פשוט ישום מקרו, it has reference to בהים. But, since the Torah used the term משאירה, and the Torah could have omitted that term, so the fact that the Torah formulated that way, so from that we could deduce that mind is also this. Uriel Diboy the mind clean alloy. We must make him a mind, the Hinam look in mind, is all meet when you share with the Sibir. Vintema, the Hana Mayim Hechel. E the Mishkalay, Pitke the Mayim, Keachishin, Kechel. The Keachshin, the Gome Baumel. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Chul, and this thing has relevance with Abir Tziche, and it has relevance with Abir Shchite. So it has relevance with Abir Tziche. Haima Mishokl, Bitke de Maye. So then he killed a human being. So he bit Bitke Achrishim. So he is Chai. Lafayi Zayin. Now, Ritzeach, Yodayim is Chayu Vises Bezer. Ritzeach al Degome is Chayu Vises Nishamayim, is Ritzeach, but Mrs. Bezer is Potter. So, you want to say it. Omar Apot, Haiman di Kapse Lechavre Ve'ashka Olay Pitke Dimayi Gira Didei Yuhu Nechayi. If a person will bind another person, Ruve will bind him, and then he'll bind him, and he'll put him on the ground, then he'll take him. Will take a hose with water and will pour the water on him and he'll die. So then, so on the water, he's going to say, Gira di day, Umichai, he's a Ritzia Gevai, Hanu Gira di Keachish, Abu di Keachshay, we call it down. If he takes the hose and he pours it on him directly, then it's given away. It's like throwing a head. But the problem is, he takes the hose, he bound the person and he put him here. And then he takes the hose and he spills the water here. Then the water is spilled here on this part, and then it rests for a split second, and then he glides over the person and until he finally kills him. So then it's Kiyashay, because he didn't kill him with the jet that directly was spilled on him. First he spilled it on the ground, and then from the ground it poured, it glided and passed over him and killed him. So that's Kiyashay, so it's Rome, so he's put out of Mrs. Bez. And the same thing the Gemara says with Avishkit. Now, Avishkit, the Aloch is, Shechi has to shech the body of the Kiyashay. He has to take the sakin, the Aloch of the Boye, and cut the simonim of the vein. But suppose someone will, let's say there is a wind, the window is open, and it's very windy, and he puts, there is a paint here on the floor lying, and he puts the simonim on the table, and he knows that the wind will blow it down and will cut the simonim of the baby. Baby, they're clocking our body. So it's the shrit is true. Why? Because it wasn't going to be alive, it wasn't going out to the head. It was going to be the head. Suppose your head, you put the sack in the wheel, and the wheel revolves through water, through the force of water. So if the wheel and you thrust the stocking in the wheel, so if it's in the first revolution, so then said that the stocking revolves in the wheel through the first revolution. So melee that means, and it cuts the simonim of the behemoth, so it should be a body. But if it is through the second revolution, the second revolving, so it's already Kiyashemi. So then it's gone. So maybe the Shchita is not a good Shchita. So anyway, that means that if it's Kiyashemi, so then it's considered wrong, if it's Kiyashemi. So this is the Kasha Hanumai Mechel. Idi Mishkali, Bitke de Mayo, Kiyash Tishin, Kentu, Vibi Kiyashemi, Kome Baalu, Kiyashemi, Kome Baalu, Kiyashemi, Kome Baalu, Kiyashemi, Kome Baalu, Why? Because of the special mask of mind. So Rashi also says, applies it to Bosadinoch. But Rashi says, Bosadinoch, he says, we can be king. So in other words, without the extra mazik of mayim, he would be potter. Because without the extra mazik of mave mayim, so then he could only be chayv on the score of Beir. But Beir is potter again. So but as a result of the, on the basis of the extra mazik of mayim, he is chayv again because it's not Beir. It's a new mazik, mave mayim. But this is, it's similar to Rashi's pshat, but where is Rashi? Applies it to Kelim, things that doesn't apply to Kelim. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, so that may mean that the whole relevance of the new Mazik of Mabe is only respect to Kelim. Only respect to Kelim. And that takes us considered as a different. So Mela takes us says, what's the noch? But then you ask, And the purpose of that new mazik is that he should be higher. He should be higher. So he says, the Ridomri Beir, Kidin Peiski, the Yosef, the Rikam, the Avogad, the Yosef, the Meazak, Havari Edit, the Peisrei, the Hayat Kelu, the Ribeir, the Havish Mamino, the Motel Mifra. So Peisrei mentions what Rasha says. That meal will be, that meal will be, to be a chayim, him for Kelim too. The Yubel of the Hamishamino, Bam Motzel Mitzvah, my Lord is a necessity to a chayim, El Dvav of Hamishamishah. What they say is, in other words, why does the Torah have to mention so what we have to talk about all of our other From there, there was no Shemota. This is what the Rebbe said. And the Kasher, in regard to the Kasher, why do we have to resort to the Kasher? But once we have it, so there is no Chilum of Kosh Shemayim either, and the Shabbat should be Machimelech. Then suddenly, that the Kasher told me why that there is no Chilum of Kasher per se. What is Kasher? So according to one time, the Kasher is Mimadit. According to another time, the Kasher is Mimadit. We pass to like Madonna, that Kasher is Mimadit. But according to Madonna, is Mimadit. But then there is another shadow. Let him be hired to pay to the Yoshi of the home, the Meya home, and the score of Chloe. Yet the Chloe say money. Ritziche is a Chloe Ufa. So he never knows. He is not here. But, this we cannot collect from him. Why? Because of coming to the government. But in so far as coming to the government is concerned, so Rashi should be released. There is a few words in the Shemayim, and the Topaz, Loi, Matilde. So that's what the Abu Soshna says. That's what the Abu Soshna says. The person that is not on the score of Kinesa. Not on the score of Kinesa. And Rashi is a heavy. And Rashi is a heavy when he says, in the Zoh Mountain, was really kind of the way of the Nagod. The best Nagod passed in like Rabot. So money is spotted. So Mele, if the Yoshi grab what he takes, so it's accumulated. So it's accumulated. And Rashi is reference to the case where the word has fallen. It's happened how you say, the Lord you say, and the word has fallen. So Mele, if the word has fallen, so then we applied our work here, Mishum Rishachas at the Chaybei, Viyat on the Chaybei, Mishum Shtei Rishie. So then it's a tour, even of Midei Shomayim, and the Topaz of Kibbeni. So, but in the case where there was no Vatsoi, so then, Enoch Namne, Mitzad, the Chiyuv of Kifer, there is no Chiyuv Kifer. Because of the Mitzvah Sakosu for Bolov Olam. But there is another Mechayev. There is another Mechayev. That's the Mechayev of Mole. Just as a Chilu Mechavere, if he's Kiteya, Yachel Chavere, or Eno Chavere, so he has to pay the Ezek. How much was he worth as an Ebed, the Shuk, with the leg? And how much is he worth without the leg? And the difference, that's an Ezek. So if Ruben killed Shimon, he's also a Chilum of Ezek. Yes, how was I money? How much was he worth as a living person? So he was worth. And how much is he worth as a dead person? Nothing. So Mitzad Nezek, he should be Mechuyev. So Enoch Namne. So Rashi said they are in top of Asroi Machinene, because Rashi is reference to the case where there is Asroi, so there is Mamish Nisei. Then the Aloch of Kamen Ramne implies that there is no chiyuv altogether. Mitzad alochem mishum rishachas atom mechayim. Vi atom mechayim mishum shtei rishies. But the Abur Yisosha has reference to the case. Of Loi Atzvoye. Or Bizman Azeh. So it's always like chayom is changing because there is no mise. There is no mise. So we cannot apply the alochem of rishachas atom mechayim and mechayim shtei rishies. Because there are no shtei rishies. There is no mise. So, but only Tomin Chesli is Alochem. It's a matter of Tomin Chesli is Alochem. So it only implies that there is no Chiyuv in one of, but in the Shemayim there is a Chiyuv. And the Topaz, Loi Matkir Benet. So this is Rashi. And that's the Pshat in the Rashi in Bolokame that is our thoughts. That you, Mashem Kim Be'eish, so Eish Lichiyuv Bisir Sodom, Shoyer Utreyach, in Kofusu, Hamadriya, Yishai Lise, we come in the Ramne. So we raise the question. But why does Rashi have to mention coming in the Ramne? Insofar as coming in the Ramne is concerned, so there is a Chiyuv Shamayim, but there is a Sakos of Holo La'olam. Because Rashi wants to explain the Braise, when the Braise says, Chayna Vishay Medeish, Shashenia Mishalim Kefer, Mashen Kideish, and we pass like Tanakame, that Kefer is Mei Hog, is Meize, not Memazi. So when the Prince says, Mashen Kideish, that the Baal Eish doesn't have to pay Mayhol Gopiah. So it means he doesn't have to pay Mayhol on the score of Kifer, and he doesn't have to pay Mayhol on the score of Chaim of Melech. So on the score of Kifer, he doesn't have to pay because of Mishra Sakosa from all our other. But let him pay on the score of Melech. So he says, on the score of Melech, he doesn't have to pay because of God.
October 14th, 1982, on Thursday.
What the hell is going on? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.